Blog Talk Radio.
Totally Healed Radio with Prophetess Angel, and I'm so excited to be with you this morning. I know it's raining outside, but the sun is shining. I promise you, it's shining upon us and in our lives right now. And we have a fabulous guest coming on this morning, and I'm so grateful for her story, because a lot of times as children of God, you know, we're just not real with people. We give off an air that, oh, you know, everything is so lovely, and it is. But sometimes people need to hear, you know, testimonies of what God brought you through. Not what you're currently going through, but what he already brought you over and brought you through. And so she has an amazing testimony of what God has brought her through. And I heard some of her story the other day, and I was just so blessed by it that I had to bring her on my show too. But before I do that, I want to read you out of Proverbs, the fourth chapter, because I begin to meditate and think about the things that God brought Miss Blossom to through, and it brought me back to the spirit of wisdom and being healed from things in life. A lot of things we went through, it was because of a lack of wisdom at the time, just did not have the knowledge. And so today, you're going to get some wisdom. You're going to get some knowledge. And I just want my listening audience to listen in and receive from it. She learned her lesson. You know, the old people said, learn your lesson. So you're going to go through something, but learn from it. You don't have to keep repeating the same cycle over again. Your children don't. Your grandbabies don't. It can stop right here. All generational curses have been broken, in the mighty name of Jesus. But I'm going to read from Proverbs, the fourth chapter, and I want y'all to just listen and listen to the wisdom from this chapter. It says, "Hear ye, children, the instruction of a father, and attend to know understanding." Now, I want you to see Father God as your spiritual father right now. If you don't have a natural father in your life that's speaking these things in your life, just hear the voice of the Father this morning. "Hear ye, children, the instruction of a father, and tend to know understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Forsake ye not my law, for I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words. Keep my commandments and live." And live. Keep my commandments and live. "Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline the words of my mouth." I got to read that again. That's verse 5. "Get wisdom, get understanding, forget not, neither decline from the words of my mouth." So when, what you're hearing today, get the wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. The Father is speaking to you this morning. Don't forget what he's saying to you. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. We're talking about wisdom this morning. If you don't forsake her, she shall preserve you. Love her. Love wisdom. Love instruction. And she'll keep you. So some things that people have gone through, and they say you got to go through this. No, you don't have to. You can love wisdom. Fall in love with wisdom, and she'll keep you. Verse 7 says, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding." And so somebody can give you wisdom, but somebody can give you wisdom, but if you don't understand the principle of what they're given you, then it's not doing you any good. So along with wisdom, you got to get some understanding. And then the Bible says, exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. And I believe that's what our guest that's coming on today has done. She exalted wisdom, and wisdom has promoted her and brought her honor and has embraced her. Amen. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory, shall she deliver to thee. We're still talking about wisdom. This is what wisdom do. Some people chase and fame, chase wisdom. This is what wisdom will do for you. She'll give you a crown of glory. That's what the Bible says. And I believe the word of the Lord. The verse 10 says, hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. I don't know about you, but I want long life. I don't want to die before my time. I don't want to leave here without doing the purpose of what God has given me to do. This show is called Totally Healed. So we're trying to give you healing for your mind, your soul, and your spirit. Totally healing. Total healing. So wisdom is a part of that healing. I promise you, wisdom will bring healing to your life. Verse 11 says, I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. The Bible, there's another scripture where the Bible says wisdom prolongs life. Let's get wisdom on this morning. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, and pass away from it. For they sleep not except they have done mischief. Their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fall. So stay away from evil men. That's wisdom. That is wisdom. If you know that they're operating in evil, stay away from them. That's what the word is telling you. That's wisdom. It's not saying, oh, you trying to be funny. You think you better than me. No, I'm using wisdom because I love my life. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto them. And so Miss Blossom has taken that path of the just, and she is a shining light this morning. Amen. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. And this is the part I really wanted to get to. Verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for all out of it are the issues of life. And that's what she's going to be talking about today, the issues of life. And I want y'all to know and understand that you can be healed from the issues of life. Your heart can be healed, and those things that Miss Blossom has gone through, you never have to go through. If you can't relate, some of you may have already gone through it, but she's going to come and tell you, you never have to go through this. Now, another good way to read this is in the Message Bible. It's Proverbs, the fourth chapter, verses 4-23. You can all read the whole. It only has 27 verses, so you can read the whole thing in your spare time. But I'm telling you, it's powerful. Read it in every translation. You know, you can. The Message Bible, the Amplified Bible, it will break it down for you, and you will get an understanding. It's so powerful. It just really blessed me as I read it this morning, and I wanted to share it with all of you. And so, but without any further ado, we're going to bring Miss Blossom on into the studio. I know y'all excited like I am to hear her testimony and her story. And so we want to welcome her to Totally Healed Radio this morning. Good morning. Good morning, Miss Blossom. How are you?
Hey, girl, what's going on? What's going on?
Everything is going on. God is amazing.
I've been trying to tell people, not tell them, but told them
you
that we serve a mighty God. Yes, so go,
yes,
go,
yes,
go,
yes.
Yay, Bob. Yeah, Lord.
Yeah,
we serve a mighty God. If they don't know, they better try to know. I'm telling
out.
You.
They're going to find out this morning. We are so excited about you being here to share your story. I just think that it's amazing. I think that it's something people need to hear. There are so many people that have experienced so many hardships and so, you know, health, sickness, death, homelessness, all kind of things. Some of the things that you've experienced.
Amen.
But they
Amen.
Don't know how to bounce back. They didn't know how to bounce back. So I want you to tell them how God bounced you back this morning. And I believe that you grabbed a hold of some wisdom. And you held on to it, and you fell in love with wisdom.
That's
and that
your coordinator.
It changed your life. You know, you have a renewed mind. That's what it's going to take. We got to forget what we think we know. And I know how I'm supposed to do this. No, no, no. Let God change your mind. Let Him give you a new way of living, a new way of talking, a new way of walking. And I'm telling you, it's going to bless your life. So tell
Amen.
Me. This is my favorite question. You know, I knew we save it, you know, to the end. But I want to just ask you, what does being totally healed mean to you, Miss Blossom?
Girl, today, first of all, I want to give God the glory for allowing me to wake up this morning because he didn't have to call my name. I thank God for opening this door so I can come on the platform and tell my story. I love the same way I used to love getting high, and I tell everybody I liked it getting high. I liked it, everything about it. I liked the butt naked parties, the running behind the car, the thrill. But I didn't like the consequences that came
wow.
with it. So
wow,
the same way. Now I could be real this morning, can't I? I can't
yes,
be
can.
No other way
yes,
but real. Okay, I just want to make sure. You know what to say. Like I said, I just tell everybody that, hey, that God is a good God. I smoked crack for 19 hard years.
My God.
It was nobody but God who kept me. All that time, I thought I was keeping myself. I thought the men was keeping me. I thought the women was keeping me. I thought church folks was keeping me. But it was God that was keeping me the whole time I was out there. Yeah. So I just want somebody to know that God is a keeper. You want to be kept?
He's
a keeper.
Yes, He is.
You know, I want everybody to know that I'm not perfect. God knows I'm not perfect, but I serve a perfect God. And when
yes,
I'm telling
Lord.
My story, it's what God bless me. I'm not here to bash nobody. I'm not here to put nobody down. I'm just telling my story because can't nobody tell your story like you can. And I want somebody to know, stop sitting on your story because somebody is going through what you done been through. So be able to
Amen.
Help them the same way that somebody else helped you. We can't just sit back and say, well, I don't do that no more. No, we don't. But still help somebody else so they won't have to go through what you went through. I like what you were saying about that. That's what we're supposed to do. When we come out, bring somebody else out, you know?
That's right.
God bless it. Like I said, I'm the author of three books called From Under a Bridge, book one and two. And then God bless me to the third book is called And They Laugh. I want the listeners to know we have to make sure we know what laughter that we're dealing with. Are they laughing with us or are they laughing at us? So when you know
wow.
the difference.
Wow.
Difference
there is a difference,
laughter,
isn't it?
Yeah. When you know the difference. Laughter, you know what you're doing. You know, either you're going to barbecue or mildew. Don't sit around with people that's not helping you get to your destiny.
Come
you want
on,
people
somebody.
That's going to push you to your destiny. You know,
yeah.
you sitting in a boat and you up front paddling, but are the people in the back paddling with you or are they taking a knife and punching holes in your boat? So make sure you know who you're with, who you surround yourself with. That was my problem. I was always caught up in crowds that I was a follower because I had in the books, book one tells you about me being molested. And I want somebody to know if you went through that, it was not your fault. With the African Americans, we want to try to hide about molestation and about mental illness. We got to stop doing that. call that spirit for what it is, cast it out so that the generational curses can be broken, like you said earlier. But if God will rise somebody up in the family to do that, don't worry about who going to get mad, who going to stop talking with you. Long as you know that you're doing what God, not God told you to do, not man, but what God has told you to do, wherever you step your feet, he's already been there. We're so busy trying to people-please people that we end up messing up and going around the circle, around the mountain over and over and over again. Then you'd be wondering, why I seen this same flower? Because I'm not following God, I'm following man. I want somebody to hear me very well this morning. But like I say, back to the books. Book one tells you what led me to smoking crack cocaine, being molested. At the age of 5, that's the very first time I remember something happening with one of my grandmother's boarders. I didn't know no better. I was a child. You know, he was an adult. But I did what, because you know, back in them days, when a grown up told you to do something, you better do it, or you know what was going to happen. So that's the first time I remember something happening. And then later on, I remember it with my stepfather. But I want people to know, God had to teach me how to forgive my stepdaddy, because we can't do it on our own. That's why we keep messing up so, because we keep thinking we could do things in our power, but we don't have no power. If we don't have
that's
God, we don't got no
healing.
Power at all.
That's part of the healing. Forgiveness is part
yes,
of
ma'am.
The healing. You can't heal
yes,
without forgiveness. You can't heal without
forgiveness. You can't. But God had to teach me how to forgive my stepfather and how to give that secret back to him. Because that was his secret, not mine. He told me not to tell nobody. He told me that he wasn't going to believe me. He told me. So God taught me to tell him, this is your secret. Now you deal with it. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not the one to gossip, but I'm just telling my story this morning. So God bless you. And I want somebody to hear me too. In order for him to inflict that on me, something had to happen to him. We just don't wake up one morning and say, oh, I want to molest a child. Oh, I want to be a crackhead. Oh, I want to be an alcoholic. Something had to happen. I tell people that we can live in the most prettiest house there is on the street. I mean, it's so pretty. When people will ride by, they're like, ooh, girl, look at that house there. But every time you drive up in your driveway, you see the leaves and the branches all laying down on the ground and makes the house look ugly. But until you go get your axe and go to the root of that tree and cut it down, then you won't have them branches and the leaves no more. And that's called wisdom, like you said, you want to get wisdom, and then everything, get understanding. So God taught me that because I had been molested, that I was using that as a crutch to continue being what people were calling me. They were calling me a crackhead. They were calling me a prostitute. They were calling me an unfit mother. They were calling me an ex-con. But God said that I'm not bad. He know what he has put in me.
That's right.
So God bless it. Then book what it tells you about my early pregnancies, how I got married at a young age, how I ended up going with the guy who's already on crack, and I thought I could change him. But we all know we can't change nobody but ourselves. When we can really understand that, then we can really do something. You can't help nobody who don't want to help themselves, because you mess around, they'll pull you down too. But I tell everybody, he didn't make me smoke crack. I want to fit into his world because my childhood had been snatched.
Wow.
So I want to just fit. I just want to fit in. So that's what happened.
Good.
And I tell everybody, and I write about it in the book. He never once made, even though he had started beating me and taking my money, I could have walked away from that. But I was taught at the time, if a man didn't beat you, he didn't love you. Now, I want everybody to understand me very well. I don't think like that now, and you shouldn't think like that. No one has the right to put their hands on you, your feet on you, their mouth on you, because verbal abuse, too, it's a thing. I tell a lot of people, sometimes I'd rather have gotten a lick than a word, because a word will stick with you for the rest of your life. So you got to be careful who's speaking to your spirit. So,
Ms. Blossom,
like I said,
you said something, you know, concerning, I believe, your father or your uncle. You was like, whoever abused you, you said it probably happened to them too. And that's one of the reasons why you're testifying today, because you have to speak out. You know, nothing's a secret. You know, everybody wants to, you know, you don't know it because everybody keep it to yourself, themselves. And then when things happen, oh, you know what, that happened to your uncle or that happened to your cousin. And that's the reason why I was, you know, breaking generational curses on today. You know, even if there is something, if you're listening, something going on in your family right now that you don't understand or that they're keeping a secret about, tell somebody, talk to somebody about it. Because like she's saying, it's not okay. Abuse in any form is not okay. That's not okay. God loves you. And he wants anybody who say they love you to show you love. We show our children unconditional love. Don't mean that we don't be tough on them sometimes. But tough and abusive is two different things. Nobody needs to put their hands on you. They don't need to box you upside your head to make you do anything or to show you love. And you said something else that blew my mind. You wanted to fit in his world. How often do we go throughout our everyday life trying to fit in other people's lives and worlds? But God has given you a purpose. You were born with a purpose. So find out what your purpose is and live that purpose. When you find out your purpose, then there's a guideline that goes with it. The Bible says narrow is the way and few that be that find it. So when you find that your purpose, then they're going to keep you balanced. You know what I'm saying? You're going to know when things come like, oh, no, that ain't got nothing to do with what God told me to do. And you're not going to go that route. But you got to find out who you are and whose you are and what you were put on this earth to do. Amen.
Amen.
So I didn't mean to cut you off, but I just, you know, what you were saying was really, really, really was blessing me. And I just pray that our listeners are encouraged by what they're hearing this morning and that it's going to change somebody's life. The heaven rejoices
amen,
over
amen.
My soul. So if it just touched one person,
amen.
That's all that matters.
Well, you know what? You know, now God has been blessing me to speak a lot, and I thank God. I've been floating. All this week, God's had me on somebody's platform. You know, I've just been floating. And it's like every show is totally, totally different. It's like I'm getting more and more insight. You know what I'm saying? Then book two, I tell everybody, you know, one of my friends, she wrote her book first, and I said, well, dog, I know I got a story, and my nickname back home is B, and she said, B, you've been through more than I have, so you need to do yours in a two-book volume. So when you read book one, we leave you in a cliffhanger, so you got to come to book two. So I'm just letting people know, because when the book came out, they're like, girl, why are you doing like that? I can't tell you everything at one drop. You got to come back. But in book two, this is where it gets real deep. I had been, got on crack. Eventually, I ended up leaving him, but got with another guy. And see, I had a pattern of always getting with guys. I had to have somebody. Because you know, you don't want to be lonely. You know, you don't want to be like you say, even if they beating you down. Yeah, beating you down every day, as long as they're coming home to beat you, you know what I'm saying? And that had became my normal. And we as ladies, we shouldn't, and even men, because some of us women, you know, can get violent, you know, we shouldn't just have to put up with somebody because we don't want to be lonely. Book two also tells you how I was an unfit mother. God bless me, I have three sons, 34, 32, and 29. God bless it. I was an unfit mother, but God bless it with my mother. My great grandmother stepped in and raised my boys. Not proud of it, but I'm proud that God touched their heart to do it, because some kids went into foster care. You know what I'm saying? Where they end up getting molested and mistreated. You know, God bless it. In this book, you will hear how I've been to prison. My prison number is 589931. You know, I had that number for the rest of my life. It's just not a functioning number. God will tell you how God bless it. In this book, it tells you how I hadn't got on crack so bad till I started prostituting myself. And God bless it, it tells you also how I end up getting involved with another woman. And I want to speak on that subject because that subject, that spirit is taking over rapid. It has been something that we can just, it's okay. But it's not. It's an abomination against God. It's not. But because
that's
I have been molested, because I had been abused and beat by men, I thought going with a woman was better. I remember writing a letter to my first husband and telling him I was leaving him and the kids for this woman. That's how the enemy had me so bound. I'm not the one to gossip. I'm not bragging on me, but I'm bragging about the God who delivered me. He delivered me of that. And, you know, you have some people. I remember one time, the first time I started speaking, and this is not easy to talk about the things I have been through. But when you know that you know that you know that God loves you, you can't worry about who's going to look at you in a disgusting way. Because they looked at me in a disgusting way when I was out there on the streets. So they're going to look at me in a disgusting way when I tell my story. You understand
what
I'm saying?
You can't
worry about who going to support you or who going to be on your side. Who gonna like you page on Facebook? You can't worry about that because when God has given us you an assignment, if you don't do what he tells you to do, when you stand before him, he gonna say, I told you to do blase squase. You can't stand before him and say, well, sister so and so told me that wasn't my calling. Who report on who you gonna listen to? Make sure you know who, like I said, make sure you know who's whispering in your ear because everybody's not gonna salute you. Now they're not gonna help you pick the weeds, but as soon as the flowers bloom, they're gonna wanna help you smell them. So be careful. You watch everything.
What I said.
You better say
know who you are and whose you are. When you know
Amen.
Who you are. Can't nobody just say and do anything to you anyway. You know, like you said, follow God, follow wisdom.
Amen.
Stay in those guidelines. You have to make, you know, invisible boundaries and guidelines for yourself. So people should say if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
Amen.
But if you have
and
can't nobody just come in and say and do anything.
Right. And so in the book, it also talks about, like I said, talks about me with the women. And in the book, I also talk about how I had a man to leave me for another man. So, you know, you know what? I've been through some things, but when I went through that, there I was doubting myself. Oh, I'm not woman enough. And the whole time, it was him that was having a problem, not me. You know what I'm saying? But the enemy had me thinking if he was a better woman or better looking, you know, he wouldn't have did that. You know, and this brother was fine as all outdoors, girl. I mean, fine as all outdoors. But he had a secret just like I did. All outdoors.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He had a secret. And we just as sick as our secret. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like I said, God is just good. I'm sitting here in my white mind, you know. The last 3 years of my habit was $500 to $600 a day. And you know, like I said, when God blessed me to get a year clean, I was able to call each one of my soldiers, because I called my boys my soldiers, to apologize for everything I had said and done, because that wasn't me, that was the crack cocaine. Them boys didn't want to see or hear or see their mama out there like that, you know what I'm saying? But I was on a mission. I wanted to just cover up the hurt. And you know what? Last night I was on a show taking the bandages off. We have to snatch that bandage off. We don't want to go through no hurt, so that's why we still just cover up stuff. We don't want to feel. You understand what I'm saying? So, but God blessed it. I had snatched the bandage off. You know, the tape, when it's stuck to that skin, when you snatch it, it does sting you a little bit, like, pow. But until you go through the hurt, once you go through it, I'm telling you, I promise you, when you get to the other side of that sting, that it's going to be better. I used to couldn't say the word molestation without getting high. You know what I'm saying? I used to get high if a bird got hit. You know what I'm saying? The bird dead. Let's go get high. I used any kind of crutch there was. Oh, my mama. I love my mama. Oh, my daddy wasn't. My real daddy wasn't
there.
There
you go. Let's deal with that. Let's deal with that right there. Why people don't want to heal. Because of the, you want to keep your excuses. You want to keep your side story. You want to keep telling that same story over and over again. And when you heal, then you're going to have to get a new subject. You're going to have to get something else to talk about. Because that ain't an issue anymore. You know, they don't got in bed with their issues, with their excuses, and that has become their life. And so it takes
right.
something. Just give up all of that, even though you ain't really giving up nothing. But in their minds, they got it. I got to give up my excuse. It's sort of like a person being on disability. You know, do you want to be here? Well, I want to, but I don't want that check to stop. I'm touching on somebody. Lord, forget. I'm telling you.
I was on a check. Because let me tell you what they in Florida. If you was addicted to crack cocaine, if you had an addiction, that's a disability. I was getting a check each month, so that I ain't have to work. Do you understand what I'm saying, girl?
Addicted to crack, you got a check in Florida.
Baby, let me tell you. When I found that out, I said, wait a minute, I smoke crack.
Once you look
and
in
so
there.
They enabling you
to smoke crack.
Yes, ma'am. I got a check. I got a check on the 1st, 3rd. The mailman knew not to put that gold and blue envelope in my mailbox because it was going to be a problem. And then they messed around and gave me back pay, $7,760.19. Girl, I got scared. I said, they're going to find me somewhere dead somewhere.
And you
think you're
in crack, too. Lord Jesus.
What you say? So
Father,
it was so much to smoke.
For redeeming the time.
It was so much of smoke coming out the motel. You thought we was Indians up in there. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I'm just being honest. I gave my kids money, but I didn't give them what they were supposed to. But most of all, I didn't give God what rightfully belonged to him. Because I'm going to tell you, I was going to give him $100. Now, you know, and I know that's not 10% of what the other $7. But I was you can't. It don't add up no kind of way. But the guy I was going with, I said, yeah, I'm going to give the church $100. And I sat there and listened to him when he called me a fool. And I said, well, no, he right. That's why I keep saying we have to make sure we know who we listening to. But
that's
anyway,
right.
The books is also talk about how I was involved with this guy. He never told me that he was HIV. Never told me. We never had safe sex. Never.
Talk
and God bless
him.
When he went to prison, I went to rehab. That's when I found out I had a test taken. It was negative. But when we came out, we got right back together. I knew he had it, but I just didn't care because I wanted somebody in my life.
Wow.
But I'm here to tell everybody, I'm standing here today with 12 years clean.
Come
I don't have HIV, and I don't have AIDS. Unfortunately,
yes,
he died 8 years ago due to complications. And, you know, you have people saying, girl, your immune system was low. No, that was the blood of Jesus that was covering me.
Let them know.
I tell everybody, God covered me while I was out there. Yes, I had people praying for me. Yes, God knows I did. But God covered me. When
somebody
I was out there
Jesus.
In the streets and robbing people and stealing from people and doing this and doing that, somebody could have killed me. But God had a better plan. He said, I want you to come and tell your story and let people know what I did for you. No, didn't nobody
Thank
else
you,
do it.
Jesus.
I did you. I kept you in your right mind. I kept
Thank
your
you,
body
Father.
Healthy. I kept
yes,
you where
Lord.
You still can walk. I kept you where you still had your hands. I kept you where you still had your eyes. I kept you where your mouth you could speak. Nobody did this but I am. That's what he said. I am the one that kept you. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
I bless your holy name, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. He is a keeper.
My God.
He is a keeper. And it just takes me back to that wisdom. And I'm telling you, you haven't seen nothing yet, Miss Blossom.
Amen.
You said something earlier, you know, and me being who I am, I got to deal with it. You said I'm going to have this number forever. We speak against that in the name of Jesus. We speak erase and delete in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You will no longer be in the system or institutionalized in the name of Jesus. We do not have to accept that. And see, that's what happens. We go through things and then we brand ourselves by the thing that we go to. And then that's what we identify with. But no, when you are a new creature in Christ Jesus, all things are passed away. And all things have become new. So, you know, our pastor told us something Saturday night at Kingdom Works International Saturday Night Live service, God had reset us. And in being reset, there's no defects. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. So it's better than a new beginning because you've been reset. So that means everything that you've been through.
Holy name, like, for your word,
dear
Lord.
It has been deleted. Then you can talk about it, but you will not feel the effects of it.
Amen.
It's like a memory. It's almost like you're reading a book and reading a life of somebody else because that is no longer your life.
Amen.
So you
Amen.
Do not have a number that you got to live with for the rest of your life. No, ma'am, you don't. You are not institutionalized. No. Glory to God.
Amen.
We are forbid that in the name of Jesus. You have a new life. You
Amen.
Have a new life. And you've answered the question in so many ways, like total healing. Because when I read your bio, I said, man, she got renewed in her mind and it changed her life circumstance.
Well, you know, I was sitting in, I had got so sick and tired of being sick, because I had got in the church, got saved, but I backslid because I'm a man. And when I was in church, I seen how everybody was so happy and how they were, the Holy Ghost was flowing, you know, and I was like, Lord, I want that. It wasn't enough crack to make me get to that level, you know, but I tried.
Talk about that.
And so one night after I got rid of the guy that, you know, with the HIV, because I got tired of carrying him on. He was a crutch. He was a backpack. You know, I had to put him on my back all the time and tow him with me. You know what I'm saying? I don't like to be around people who say they fitting to do something. Well, either you're going to do it or you're not going to do it. I don't even know how to spell the word fitting. But like I said, life too short.
Oh,
it's two things. It's two things that I don't ever want to experience that's being homeless again and to die and have never lived. You know, that's sad to die and have never lived.
Right,
you know,
now.
I was existing.
To die and to have never lived. And some people are walking around there right now. They just existing, but they're not living. They're not living. You know, so that's a walking dead. So you don't have to physically die. But some people have died already and don't even realize it.
They don't even know
it. Physical body, but they're not in tune and not aware of even what's going on around them or what's going on in the spirit realm, what God has already done for them. See, God already healed you. God already delivered you and set you free.
Amen.
You just had to wake up one day and realize.
Yeah. Well, like
what
the prodigal,
God already did.
Like the prodigal son, when he came to himself, you know.
Right.
And that's what I experienced this one night in a crack house. And I had been smoking, and I had a check. Don't get me wrong. I had a check, but I said my mom's was my payee. I said, if I go get that check from her, I'm going to smoke again all this month. And I was just so tired. You got to be sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yes,
because
ma'am.
if you don't want to do it for yourself, I tried it for family, kids, church, man, woman. But today I stay consumed for Blossom because I want to live. So I was sitting in this crack house, and the girl, you know, people was giving me crack. You know, and they was kind of mad because they had to keep getting me high and knew I had some money and wouldn't go get it, but I refused to do it. So when I seen that people was acting funny, because they'll act funny with you if you got crack or if you got a brand new car, so it don't matter. So at this time I was in her kitchen and I was at her dining room table. And if you look at my Facebook page, you'll see a shirt, shoes, and a purse. Them were the items that I had on the night that God called me out the crack house. They're
Thank
12
you,
years old. And you know, God has opened the door. God has opened the door where in 2 weeks I'll be going to California to speak at a women's conference. And the topic, the scripture is Ephesians 6, 10 through 11. And God has given me the theme or the subject, I've changed my clothing. Because all the clothes I used to have on when I was out there smoking crack. But God has blessed me. Now I have the whole armor of God on. So you got to change your clothing.
Say that.
And And it breaks it down. It's just getting wisdom. So anyway, I was
it
sitting
is.
There.
Cup clothing is a mindset.
I was sitting there. And so when the girl came in to give me another piece of crack, I would take a hit of crack, but I had a piece of paper and a pencil in that pocketbook, and I started writing God a letter. And I started telling him, because he already knew. He already knew what was going on. But he wanted us to spend time with him. You know, not begging for nothing, but just sitting and talking with him. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know, so at this time, I would take a hit, and I write God another line. Take another hit, write God another line. And I told the girl when she came back in the kitchen, I said, next time you see me, you'll be clean and sober. Unfortunately, she passed away. But she laughed. You know what I'm saying? So like I said, back, you got to make sure who's laughing with you and who's laughing at you. So
yes,
I remember taking that last hit. And I'm telling y'all, I was so tired. I was smelly because I didn't take baths. I didn't like water, and water didn't like me. I only weighed about 130 pounds soaking wet. But when I wrote that last line on the piece of paper, I put it in my purse and put that purse on my shoulder like Mud Dim, and I walked out that crack house. It was the Holy Ghost that led me out of there. I ended up checking myself into the hospital, and I told them people, I said, don't let me go until you find me a place. But God bless it, they sent me to Miami where everything's at. But I said, if I go to Miami with the tricks I played in Daytona Beach, Florida, they're going to kill me down there. So it was my season to come out. So God bless it, I went to treatment, but I didn't go back around to people, places, and things. If you want to do better, you're going to have to change. You got to change the things.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? If you've been wearing size 8 shoes, and then it went to a 10, then you wonder why you got pain in your feet because you got the shoes on too small. So you're going to have to change some things. If it's causing you pain, you're going to have to put it down. That could be loved ones. That could be anything in your life that's causing you pain. Put it down. Mm. Stop picking it back up. Stop trying to tote it another kind of way. Or if I tote it this way, it might not hurt. Or if I put it on my back, it might not hurt. If it's causing you pain in any kind
of
state
of mind,
get rid of it. If you wear a size 8 shoe and you're putting on a size 7, you're going to have some pain. So,
yes.
Like I said,
Lord have mercy. Trying to fit
God
into other people's shoes. That go back to what
you
were saying earlier about trying to
fit in with other people's stuff,
and that's not your life.
That's how King David was. When King, and I'm paraphrasing the story, when King David went up against Goliath, Saul said, here, put on my stuff. But when David put on Saul's stuff, was making him get off the balance. He said, I'm going to put your stuff down and pick up what I know what to do. He had five smooth stones.
Which said
J-E-S-U-S. He had Jesus with him, and he had old rag, and he slung it. So he worked with what he had, not what Saul had, because that's what the problem is. We're trying to walk in everybody else's anointing, but do what God has anointed you for. If you can sing, if you can draw an eyebrow, be the best eyebrow drawer there is. Don't pick up Saul's clothes, get your own clothes. But I'm going to go back to the beginning.
Greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. So God has put the power on the inside of you. But Miss Blossom, let's do this. If there's any callers on the line that would like to call in and speak to Miss Blossom and say any encouraging words or ask her any questions, because we're going to get out of here in a few minutes, please feel free to press 1 now, and we'll bring you on so you can speak with Miss Blossom. But, oh, my God, we have somebody.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Good morning. You're on the air. Okay. Maybe they don't want to speak right now. I tell you, I know that you have encouraged and blessed somebody today with your story. And I'm thankful that you are here today. And I hope that people will learn. Good morning.
Good morning, Queens. I apologize. I was on mute and didn't know it. How are you ladies doing this morning?
We
God be the glory. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. I just want to tell you ladies that you all have made Miss On Fire just tap dance all up in here today. Miss Blossom, you're so funny, but you're so real, and God is going to continue to be a blessing into your life because you're so real and because you're so transparent. It's blessing others. So I just praise God for the divine connection and divine assignment that is upon your life.
Amen. Amen. God be the glory. Thank you.
God be the glory. Thank you so much for calling in, Miss On Fire to Inspire. That is my producer of this great network that we're airing from on today. And I appreciate her for listening in and calling in and giving us this opportunity. Thank you so much, Miss On Fire to Inspire.
Ma'am.
All right. Thank you. I tell you, if there's anybody else. God is awesome. God is awesome. I'm telling you, you blessing some people, Miss Blossom.
God be the glory.
You changing some lives because you're just so real. And you're just honest and transparent. And when you're like that, it's like, you know, it kind of frees others to be able to tell their story and say what's going on in their life. Like I said before, we cannot be silent. We cannot be silent. And if you have any children that you know are going through some things, let them listen to this, the replay of this. And tell them be silent no more because somebody has lied to them, somebody has tricked them, somebody that they think love them and that they love and care about has told them, and you know, don't tell nobody, it's gonna be our secret. But no, it needs to be brought to the forefront. It needs so that you could heal and go on with your life. Take the Band-Aid off and let heal from the inside out. Because you know how you get a scab on something, but it ain't really totally healed. It didn't really heal properly because it didn't heal from the inside out. So some people are walking around and think they're healed because they all dressed up on the outside. But on the inside, they got all of these things going on in their heart and in their body, and it'll manifest itself. That's where a lot of sickness and disease come from. Because people got all this turmoil going on in their minds and in their hearts, and they're carrying all this stuff around. You know, there used to be a song years ago that used to say, why are you trying to figure it out? God already worked it out.
Already worked it out. Amen.
He already don't work it out for you. So like I was saying with Ms. Blossom, she finally realized, hey, there is something. The blood of Jesus. There's something that Jesus already did for me. All I got to do is receive this. All I got to do is really, and he did it for you too, my listening audience. He did it for, he didn't just do it for Blossom. He didn't just do it for me or anybody else that you were here that come forth with an interview on this show. God wants you to be totally healed in your soul, in your spirit, and in your body. And so,
and you know what?
So, come on, come on.
Sister, I want to tell you, if anybody see my picture, I have dreads. So the dreads represent I haven't smoked no crack, drunk no beer, combed my hair in 12 years. So that's what my hair represents, because my hair is my glory because it tells my story. But I won't let people know, even when you have been here, you're still going to have problems. I've been through a divorce recently, foreclosure on my house recently, car repo. Recently, but God, I still didn't go back and pick no crack cocaine up. So I don't want nobody to think that when you, by me being clean sober, I don't have any problems. Yeah, we still gonna have life.
But
it's called life.
Things will come,
but you
know, we don't want to use the word problem because things will come up. But
that's right.
You know who the problem solver is. You know who to give your burdens to. You don't take them on anymore. See, there's a difference. Like, it's one thing to have circumstances and situations and you take them on. It's another thing to give them to the master. So when you give them to him, guess what? You no longer have a problem. You no longer have a situation. You no longer have a circumstance because the Lord said, the Lord is, Psalm 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd. And I shall not want. You know, amen. The Lord, make him your Lord. Make him your shepherd.
Yeah,
and
true.
When
so,
you're dealing with Father God, if you had a wealthy father, or even if sometimes your father ain't even got to be wealthy, but most people look up to their father. If you have an earthly father, especially girls, but you have an earthly father, you don't feel like you can't go to your father about anything or your mother. You know, maybe you just have a mother and you feel like I can, if I got a situation or my rent short or this is going on or that going on, I can always go to my mom and I can always go to my father. Well, that's who God wants to be to you as well. He wants you to know that you can come to him about any situation or circumstances. You don't have to take it on. Guess why? Because he already took it on. When he died on that cross for you, he took it on. Your sin, your sickness, everything, it came upon his body. If he already did it for you, then why you got to do it again?
Amen. Amen.
You don't have to do it again. You don't. It's in the word. It's like they used to say about that Prego spaghetti. It's in there. Pick up the Bible. You know, it's a, you know, you ever go to a hospital and ask you, do you have a living will? Yes, I do. The Bible is a living will. You don't have to die. Jesus already died and rose again. So guess what? You didn't even got to die, or nobody has to die for you to get what. Matter of fact, you need to live to get what's in that will. But it's in there. How you going to know what's in there? You got to pick it up and read it.
Pick it up. Amen.
Proverbs, the fourth chapter today, pick it up and read it. Now, so I expect for between now and next Saturday morning for y'all to have read Proverbs 4. And what was the other scripture that you had, Miss Blossom, that we want to give you was saying you're going to be speaking on?
Ephesians, the sixth chapter.
Okay. Ephesians 10 through 11. Amen. Change your clothes. Good God Almighty. Tell them how they can reach you if they want to bring you on their show or on Facebook and all over the social media. And we're so happy about you being with us this morning.
God be the glory. Well, you can reach me on Facebook, Blossom Rogers. My phone number is 305-753-8164. My email address is blos2white@yahoo.com. And God bless me. We just put up our new website, which is blossomrogers.weebly.com. Like I said, I love traveling, telling my story, reach out to let people know if God cleaned me up, he can clean anybody up. And woman of God, I want to thank you for allowing me to come and break bread with you this morning. It was truly a blessing.
Glory to God. I'm so glad you're here. And I'm telling you, you ain't seen nothing yet. Your life is just about to do, my God. You think it's good now. It's getting ready. Like I had a first lady used to say, gooder and gooder. It's getting ready to get gooder. That might not be a word.
Hello.
You can create a word. It's getting ready to get better. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's good now, but it's even better. He is sweet. I know. Oh, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. And so I thank you. Do you have any encouraging words that you would like to give our audience? Take a few minutes and do that before we leave here today at 12 noon.
This morning, I want to say to everybody, thank you for taking time out and coming to hear my story. But today, I want to do Jeremiah 29:11. That's my favorite scripture. Don't worry about what happened in the past. Expect a great ending and come from under that bridge and live.
Amen. Talk about that bridge. What are their bridges? Because one thing, there might be another.
A bridge, the bridge can be homosexual lifestyle. It could be addicted to crack. It could be addicted to alcohol. It could be addicted to a man. It could be addicted to trying to, we have these people that's going and buying all these name brand clothes and shoes. I don't have a problem with that. But do you know your name? You understand what I'm saying? Make sure that you're not getting enslaved all these items because you're trying to let your sister know that you can outlive her. Because when the bills come, they're not in your sister's name, they're in your name. You know, come from out of depression, come from out of bipolar, come from out of anxiety. You know what I'm saying? Jesus is waiting for us. He got so much in store for us. He went to the cross for us. Now, that's love. I tell a lot of people, you know, have some people say, I can live like Jesus. I'm not going to lie and say, I'm going to take a lick for you. Because the first time, sister, they hit me with that whip, I'd have told on you and everybody else. But I thank God it was Jesus' assignment. Do your own assignment because God has equipped you with it. And if you don't know it, get in your quiet place and say, Lord, what am I supposed to be doing? Don't end up in a nursing home years later saying I wish I could have, would have. You understand what I'm saying? Or what if I, that's the word for this week. What if I, you know, I mean, what you going to do? Eat the barbecue or meal do? Stop sitting back and letting people tell you what you can't do. Because when that's a form of witchcraft, because Jesus said we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. If he say we can do it, who say we can't do it? So you got to make sure. Go back to the getting wisdom.
Raise your hand, Miss Blossom. One moment. Let's bring them on. Somebody want to talk to you.
Amen.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you for your show this morning.
Praise God. Thank you for calling me.
What I'm needing. I've been really struggling over the past several years with energy that has been throughout my family for so many years. And, you know, I look at my sisters and I look at my mother, and I'm even looking at myself, how we do not have men in our lives. Relationships with men in our lives, because we've always had to be in a place where we had to be the men, we had to be the fighters. And I'm in a place now where I've met someone and I love this person very much, but I just have this energy of not trusting men. And
what's your name?
My name is Annette.
Annette, okay.
Yes.
Well, Annette, let's pray. Let's pray right now. Father God,
amen.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you for Annette right now, Father God. And we sever every soul tie that has not, does not tie to the perfect will for her life in the name of Jesus, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we sever everything that has caused past hurt and damage. And she is brand new on today. She has been reset. She has a new mindset, Father God, and she can embrace all things that are good and beneficial to her. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we bind all past hurt, all past pain, everything that's not like you, Father God. We pull down every stronghold, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we bind generational curses in her family line, and we 100 years back and 100 years forward, and we lose generational blessings in the mighty name of Jesus. Starting with her, she will begin to change her entire generation in the mighty name of Jesus. It is done, and we call it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen, amen.
Thank you so much for calling in, Annette.
Thank you.
Give my phone number, Annette.
Yes.
Make sure, and then give me a call, okay?
I sure will. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're so
welcome. Be blessed.
And just know you can always replay this and listen again.
Okay.
And be encouraged every time you feel like you need it. And you just stay encouraged and you walk in the newness. And if God has sent you somebody that loves you unconditionally, receive the love. Receive. You deserve it. He wants you to have it. Because God loves you very much. But I'm telling you, you're getting ready to change your whole generation.
Good. We need God to continue
to have his way in your life.
I will watch it.
It's going to happen. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Many blessings to you.
God bless.
Amen.
God bless.
Blessings to you.
All righty.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
That was awesome.
God's good.
We sure appreciate her calling in. So it's just good to know that somebody is listening and somebody is being blessed by the show on today.
Amen.
And we can ready to get out of here, Miss Blossom. But thank you so much for being with us. And I'm pretty sure we're going to have you on again because I know you got a lot of things going on and coming up. And we want to allow you to come and speak, you know, and maybe do some inserts from your book. And so God bless our listening audience. Thank y'all so much for tuning and hanging out with us with Totally Healed Radio. If you want to be a sponsor of this show, please contact us at 404-919-2355 and reach Prophetess Angel and tell us how you would like to be a sponsor. And we'll mention your business and your company and your sponsorship on our radio show and our television show, Totally Healed Television Show that's coming up. We love y'all. God bless you. Have a wonderful and an amazing day.